Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 unattended, 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high freight, 401 is a route.
Today I'd like to speak to you for a moment about the National Public Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C., and the Public Safety Officer Benefit Fund administered by the U.S. Department of Justice, and the importance of recognition for private law enforcement, and the reason why it's vitally important that we change the way that these two entities recognize or don't recognize private police. First, let me tell you the importance of this topic, because 27 states now have some type of statutory or commissioned law enforcement, and this is actually a growing trend in America. And there's a number of reasons for this, basically because many law enforcement departments are losing budgets, losing staffing during the economical hardships of our country over the last 3 years. More than a dozen police agencies closed their doors entirely, went out of business, and handed over the business of law enforcement to the county sheriff's office or that state police. Without going into how police agencies are funded, where they get their money, basically it is through a taxation from their city or county. But I want to talk a little bit more about why private police is really becoming a hot topic in the U.S. and why we need to address how they are recognized when an officer is killed in the line of duty. Private police agencies currently operate in 27 states under statutory or commission authority. And statutory authority is a clear definition by state statute which identifies who is or who can be a special police officer or a special police department. The procedure to apply, the training requirements, and also the statutes that set up everything that defines a special police or private police officer. A special or private police officer is equivalent in many cases of that of their local law enforcement. So policing is both public and private in many states. Private police officers are defined as private or special. In some states, they are called conservators of the peace or company police officers. And their power and authority is defined usually by statute. In some cases, they may have limited authority only on the property that they're assigned or employed at, while in other cases, they may have city or countywide authority equal to the city or county law enforcement agency. Private police or special police are employed generally by hospitals, colleges, and private entities, either as permanent full-time security with special police authority, or they may have a public safety or law enforcement department within their company, hospital, college, or other entity. Their authority is equal to their public counterpart, and their statute will define exactly what they can and cannot do, but it does, in all cases, identify them as a special or private police officer. Some states do not have statutory recognition of special or private police, but there are cities or counties that do issue a commission. And the difference, basically, is that it is a localized deputation being deputized or commissioned by that local police agency, again, usually for a private entity, which defines their scope of authority. But in all states that recognize special or private police, it clearly defines them as law enforcement. Although they may have a primary duty or function as a security department or officer, they also are equally defined as a law enforcement officer on their property or within their jurisdiction. The importance of recognizing these personnel as law enforcement is increasing as more and more private law enforcement are being used to enforce city and state law and to have similar duties as public law enforcement. Now, today we are not speaking about security officers who are non-sworn officers. We are speaking about sworn private police officers. Well, what's the big deal, you might ask? The National Law Enforcement Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. is the wall similar to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, where all officers killed in the line of duty is recognized and each year placed on the wall as a memorial, as a recognition of that officer giving their life in the line of duty for their community to protect and to serve. It holds a special place in the heart of public law enforcement and the community at large. It is that special place that the officer's name is placed in recognition for paying the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice for protecting the public. When a private law enforcement officer is killed in the line of duty, he may or may not be included on that memorial wall because the U.S. Law Enforcement Memorial is actually a private entity. It is not part of the U.S. government. It is a private business that has its own private board. The board is the ultimate decision maker. The board and the U.S. National Law Enforcement Memorial has a certain criteria set up. They dictate. They decide who is worthy of placement on the memorial wall and who is not. What situation qualifies as to be recognized as an officer killed in the line of duty and what does not? Until several years ago, the U.S. Law Enforcement National Memorial Fund, which oversees the wall, did not recognize private colleges. Even though the private college may have statutory authority as a law enforcement agency, they did not recognize them. That recently, in the last few years, has changed, and they now do recognize certain private colleges. An example of that is MIT. MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is a private university with some ties to the Massachusetts university system, and therefore they are recognized and their officers killed in the line of duty is on the memorial wall because it meets the criteria of the National Law Enforcement Memorial. However, there are many private colleges who have full and duly authorized sworn law enforcement officers that do not meet the criteria of the memorial wall. The memorial wall also does not recognize private police agencies that work for non-municipal, county, state, or federal agencies, and they do not recognize private police forces that are part of a security company, department, such as ABC Hospital, who may have set up their security department to become sworn peace officers or private police. If killed in the line of duty, they would not be recognized and it would not meet the criteria currently of the memorial wall. This is a very biased, unfair practice because each private or special police officer is equally sworn. They've taken the oath to protect and to serve. They have died in the line of duty as a peace officer. All police officers, whether state, county, city, or federal, are peace officers. And thus, a private police officer, a peace officer, is as equal to any public agency. But unfortunately, are not recognized the same. It is a situation that needs to be corrected. More importantly, private special police officers killed in the line of duty often are not recognized or compensated in the same manner as public law enforcement. The U.S. Department of Justice, under the Justice Programs Division, administers a program that was set up by Congress for public safety officers killed in the line of duty. The PSOB, the Public Safety Officer Benefit, which includes both law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics, certain chaplains, emergency management, FEMA, and other public safety personnel who are killed in the line of duty, whether volunteer or paid employees, are compensated through a process administered through the DOJ. The compensation was set up to aid and assist widows, widowers, children, to help them after the death of their loved one in the line of duty. This compensation program is administered fairly and across the board by the DOJ, except when it comes to private law enforcement officers. They are not included in this program. So if you are a special police officer in the city of Baltimore, where private and special police officers are commissioned by statute and have authority to arrest in their jurisdiction, if you are killed in the line of duty, you probably would not be, you probably would not meet that criteria as a law enforcement officer, and therefore your family would not be compensated or assisted financially in any way. However, the DOJ does recognize some college police departments, and again, the criteria needs to be changed so that all private police agencies, all private police law enforcement officers are included in the definition of law enforcement, are included in the definition of public safety officers. The criteria for a line of duty death should be the same as far as they must have been on duty, they must have been killed either in a traffic accident, a shooting, or a workplace accident, something that would make it a true line of duty death. However, the criteria and the definition of a law enforcement officer is what needs to be changed. Many private law enforcement officers work for hospitals, they work for colleges, they work for private businesses, they work for security agencies who are deployed and employed in dangerous, high-risk environments and who are often killed in the line of duty, and yet they are not recognized, they are not compensated, their families are not compensated, and the definition is the problem and the reason why the PSOB does not recognize this as a true person who meets the criteria of this benefit program. While the public recognition on the U.S. Law Enforcement National Memorial Wall is definitely something that needs to happen for private law enforcement, more importantly, the Department of Criminal Justice and the program that administers the public safety officer's benefit is what really needs to change its definition, because families of those slain private police officers, children of those slain private police officers, need to be compensated by the fund that Congress set up more than 50 years ago. They need to be compensated equally to any public safety officer. And they should be. And there's no reason why they're not. There's no reason why they shouldn't be. If a private police officer is killed by a gunman while trying to make an arrest, or a city police officer is killed by that same gunman while trying to make an arrest, why should there be a difference as to whether or not they're compensated, their family is compensated? Why should a public police officer be compensated but not the private police officer? Private police officers are becoming more and more active in serving their employer, their community, and they are often in the heat of battle. They are often at the same risk as any public law enforcement officer in our nation today. Many private police departments employ 50, 75, 100 or more officers. But should any of their police officers be killed in the line of duty, they would not be compensated by the public safety officer benefit. They would not be recognized by the U.S. Law Enforcement Memorial Wall. And we need to change that. And we're asking for each of your assistance to change that. We do have a petition on our website at www.privateofficer.com. And we also have contacted both the U.S. National Law Enforcement Memorial Wall Fund, which oversees the wall, as well as the Department of Justice. And we are meeting with them, and we have opened up dialogue with them to change the definition of what a law enforcement officer is and to change the criteria of who can be admitted onto the wall and who qualifies for the PSOB benefits. We ask for your support. We ask you to sign the petition, and we ask that you contact the Department of Justice Send them a letter. Contact your congressman today and demand that the definition of law enforcement be changed so that private police officers and their families can be equally served by the fund that was set up by Congress more than 50 years ago so that families would not have to go it alone once their loved one was killed while protecting others. It is important that we recognize these sworn officers no different than any public law enforcement in our nation today. If you need more information, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Thank you.